Here we go again. Victor Wallace and Mamma Mia at the Nederlander Theater, 24 West Randolph. That's downtown, of course. And this is the show with all that ABBA music. And this is not your first go around with Mamma Mia, is it, Victor?
No, it is not my first go around. It could be my fourth. Fourth or fifth.
Well, I want to talk about this because you've grown up with this show. So I looked up some of the reviews, and one of the Las Vegas reviews indicates that you first played Sky at Mandalay Bay. You were 20-something, yes. Or at least Sky was 20-something, who you were performing as. And then you came back several years later to play someone twice that age who ended up marrying Donna in the show. And the reviewer was amazed at how good you look and how you've aged. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was kind of, let's see, when I was playing Sky, I was like late 20s, 29. You know, playing the young ingenue that is marrying the young daughter. And yes, I did go away for like, it was probably like a period of 3 years. I left the show and did some other projects and things and then returned to the show. I mean, I'd always thought, you know, oh, I think Sam would be a role I would like to do someday. I had certainly didn't think it would be 3 years later. So I was a young Sam when I first did the show as Sam, for sure. I would say since then, for where I'm at now, I'm now 50 years old, so I'm bringing a lot more of life experience and perspective than I had the first time I played Sam. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know what? As I said, you kind of grew up with this show. ABBA music, let me level with you, and I'm sure this is not the first time you've heard people say ABBA music is kind of hokey in some ways, but yet everyone knows every song from the show, and it's one of those things where you walk out of the theater feeling really good. In fact, people I know, I don't know about the show that you're in, the road show, if you will, that's coming to Chicago as a part of Broadway in Chicago. But I've seen it where people, they've done this on Broadway even, and you were there. People stand up and they begin singing the songs because they're so darn familiar.
Yes, yes. And it's also become because the show has become such a phenomenon, because of the movie, and even ABBA still they're having their own renaissance, in a sense. This new generation, these youngsters, know the music just as well as when the music first came out in the 70s. So you have this generations of people that enjoy the music and know the music for different reasons. And I've done this show many times. Doing this show on tour now, I have never seen the audience as revved up as it has before. Like, it is, I think it's crazy. We're selling tickets like crazy. It's an amazing thing. But who'd have thought a show that's 25 years old is still, if not more, bringing all these people in to see it.
So, Victor,
it's a wonderful thing to be a part of.
I will ask you this question. A very personal question. Which is your favorite ABBA song to perform?
Well, for me to perform, it's is Knowing Me, Knowing You. But I have to say, I mean, hands down, my favorite song is Winner Takes It All. I don't sing it. The character Donna sings it, but Donna sings it to Sam. So I have a front row seat for that song every night.
Why that song?
You know what? I remember that song from my childhood on the radio. It's just, there's something about that melody. ABBA knows how to write a melody, that is for sure, that sticks with you. It's interesting because that song doesn't even have like a bridge. It's that melody that just keeps building and building and building and comes to this great climax of the song. And it's just, I don't know. You know what? I'm a sucker for a good, like, torch song, though. So.
Okay.
So I definitely, like, you know, that, you know, like, sinking your teeth into those feelings of heartbreak and regret and, you know, it's just such a great song. I actually think it's the song, too, that the creator, Judy Greymer, based her whole idea of the show working around. It was having that song be the 11 o'clock number.
And if for some reason, somehow, some way, you've never seen this show, I think I can assure you, you'll be surprised at how many hit records, and they're not all even in the show, ABBA had back in the day. And the fact that you will recognize each and every song in the show, and they're strung together in such a way that there's a story there, too, and it's a fun mm-hmm. story. You know, I was asking you about a bit about the audiences. What's the mm-hmm. difference? And maybe the difference is, okay, we're now in 2024, and that's the only answer. But what is the difference between when you first perform and performed on Broadway compared to audiences today?
I don't know. Maybe it's this moment in time that people need this kind of escape from our politics and our, you know, our challenges, our life challenges. It's like people go into the theater and sometimes that's what theater's for, is to kind of give you an escape from the mundane. And this show just like spreads joy. I don't know why it seems to be hitting more now than before. I think maybe it is coming out of the pandemic. Theater was, the whole theater industry was shut down for a handful of years. And I think people, it feels so good to be in a space and having a theatrical experience with people. It's just infectious. People are just, they're eating it up.
Well, indeed they are. What is the craziest, anyone ever come dressed, I don't know what it means to be dressed as ABBA, or with a 70s sort of, or that was singing so loud from the crowd, you could hear every word they were saying?
Well, our show is pretty loud, which is probably a good thing, because we probably drown out some of that. But I know it is going on, and I'm seeing a lot of feather boas out there. I'm seeing a lot of people that are standing in line to go into the theater when I'm showing up for work. I see people in their shiny sequins, and you know, there's something about this show. It's like bring out the glitter, bring out the sparkles.
Well, indeed,
so there's definitely a lot of that
at the Niederlander Theater, 24 West Randolph through May 9. All I can say to you, Victor, is thank you for the music. Thank you.
Yes. Actually, through May 19th.
Ah, okay.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Get your tickets.
Thank you very much, Victor.
You bet. Thank you, Steve.